This is the TRC update, and we begin, most interestingly, in the foyer of Purcell School in Jamestown, because Patrick Smeraldo is a teacher in the Jamestown Public Schools. He is also a Toys for Tots coordinator. He is the independent service coordinator for Chautauqua Connections and the owner of Collaborative Children's Solutions. You're a busy man.
It is. Around Christmas time, I am. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and Patrick, I wanted to get together with you quickly on the TRC update.
Yep.
First, to find out how Toys for Tots is going from your perspective so far this year.
It's going well. We have already started the bagging process. We have taken on hundreds of, in the thousands of applications. Donation boxes are out. We have already held one drive-through toy event, and we have two others planned in the county on November 27th. One is at Kirk's Jewelers in Dunkirk, and the other one will be at the Chautauqua Mall, where it's a drive-through, COVID-friendly toy drop-off location. So donations are coming in, and they're going out very quickly at the same time.
And you're, because with all of these things that you do in the schools and with children and families in the community, your sense of need this year, Patrick, should the community be responding more than they ever have before?
I think so. I think that last year we surpassed 4,300 children in the county, and it's indicating now that it's going to be more this year. We are a year out of COVID to a sense, where last year it was very hard to donate because stores didn't have want boxes in there. There weren't a lot of people shopping and out and about. So we had to, you know, come up with a drive-through events and things like that where they've been successful. But this year we're a little bit better off in the fact that there are more ways to donate. And, you know, we are taking advantage of that. But, yeah, the need is definitely there. I've seen it in the schools, and I can only imagine countywide what it's going to be like.
Patrick Smeraldo, you are being hailed as the man who saved the holiday parade in nope. Jamestown. So tell me how it came about that your business, Collaborative Children's Solutions, came to be directly involved in keeping the Jamestown Parade on the street in early December.
Okay. Well, so the company in itself that we have, and it's just three of us, it's my wife and good dear friend of mine, Jim McGrath, who sit on my board. That has come from 13 years of doing these projects with kids and seeing a need to collaborate on the behalf of children to offer them opportunities. And that's basically what we're about. We did the Kids in Sib Summer Camp this summer and some other things. We're having a speaker here, Chris Heron, in January coming to Jamestown High School. Where we're at with the parade is Mayor Sundquist is a former student of mine. I am that old. I serve on his transition team. And I just simply text messaged him in September to ask him when the parade was going to be. We did do a virtual parade or a drive-through parade last year, where I was able to stand with the mayor and my wife at City Hall with Heather Brown and Sam Trisgiri, and people donated 15 barrels of toys. So that was awesome. And I just asked him when the parade was going to be. The city and JRC, nobody, we're under so much rebirth and rebuild with the American Rescue Plan that we're really overextended as far as the city goes with manpower. So he approached me and said, how about you? What does Toys for Tots want to get involved? Does CCS want to get involved and things like that? And I said, absolutely. So after going back and forth for a few weeks, that's basically how it happened. And we discussed it with a few people. It was definitely doable. And to be honest with you, Dennis, last year when we had the parade, I was able to stand with the mayor and some others at City Hall. And to see the looks on kids' faces when they would drive up to the parade and see Santa Claus, because that's where I was positioned, and drive by and drop off a toy, to see that we have to have this parade for the kids. We have to. There's hope. I mean, Christmas is Christmas. I mean, adults get excited, more or less kids.
So the day and time of the parade, Patrick Smeraldo?
Parade will be, well, actually it's a holiday weekend event. So Friday the 3rd, the Toys for Tots people will be at Southern Tier Distillery. And we'll be doing a happy hour there and collecting toys. On Saturday, there's a craft fair at Fluvantage Community Church for Toys for Tots. Be another toy drop-off. There will be the Mistletoe Mile, which will take off at about 4:30 from Veterans Park. It'll be a nice fun run, sort of a turkey trot, but around Christmas theme. And 6 p.m., the parade will happen on Saturday, December 4th from 3rd Street. And they'll start at Farm Fresh. The end will be City Hall. Mayor will light the tree at 8 o'clock, and at 8:05 there will be a fireworks presentation.
So this is Saturday?
Saturday the 4th. We have changed it to Saturday the 4th, trying to build more of a vibe, a Christmas vibe, in Jamestown on that Saturday and make use of Saturday.
And is the parade full?
Oh, up to 32 entrants. Yeah, that's pretty full. And there is no registration fee. All they have to do is, the Chamber of Commerce has been awesome, and Sheila and Dan down there have been taking registrations for us. If you go to their site, the link is there. But the Jamestown High School Band, I was pleased to find out yesterday, had just announced that they'll be joining the parade. So the band's in, and fire companies and businesses and Cub Scout packs and whatever. We're to 32 in climbing, yes.
And people can bring toys, as they always have?
They will be, yeah. So Santa Claus will be towards the end of the parade, and their Toys for Tots float will be right there. And the Jamestown High School cross-country team, as kids do, and as I try to involve kids as much as possible, will be monitoring the float. And as the float goes through, all community members can bring toys right with them and just hold on to them. And as the float comes through, the kids will come over and grab the toys and throw them on the float.
Patrick, anything else you want to say for Toys for Tots on behalf of Toys for Tots or about that weekend right now?
The weekend doesn't happen without the Resource Center, Chautauqua Connections, Inc., Toys for Tots, the five credit unions led by Southern Chautauqua Federal Credit Union that are funding the fireworks. And I'll tell you this, the department heads for the Jamestown, New York municipalities, parks, rec, everybody, the streets, those people are at a text message away, and they have been phenomenal. So I thank all of those people. This has been an honor for myself to be able to be involved with this. And I can't wait for the weekend.
Patrick Smeraldo, anyone who hears all that you are involved with, for Toys for Tots in this holiday season this year alone, has got to admire you and honor you and thank you for the energy and commitment that you have to the events and people and children of our community.
Absolutely. Especially children. Children are it. That's who we're passing the baton to. So,
Patrick Smeraldo, thank you for this time on the TRC Update.
Thank you, Dennis.
For the second part of today's TRC update, our broadcast location shifts to the Resource Center's administrative offices on Dunham Avenue. And joining me now is Evelyn Wright Kegelmeyer. She is Human Resources Administrative Coordinator here at TRC and annually organizes a major event to support Toys for Tots. Evelyn, welcome back to the air.
Thank you, Dennis.
And thank you for putting this together once again. Tell the audience what it is that you have put together again this year.
Okay, so each winter, as winter approaches, you know that we support the Marine Corps Toys for Tots campaign. And one way that we're doing that is by holding our annual holiday shopping extravaganza. This year, it will be held at the Flavanna Community Church. They've graciously donated their site to us. That's located on 3363 Flavanna Avenue here in Jamestown. So it will be a craft and vendor show, and all the proceeds will be going directly to Chautauqua County Toys for Tots.
And you have a few other things that go along with the vendors there also?
Yep, we do. We always run a Chinese auction, and again, all the proceeds from that go directly to Toys for Tots. We have our kitchen going this year, and we'll be making our famous chili. We do that every year. That's always a big seller, and we'll have lots of other goodies available from our kitchen. And again, all that money goes directly to Toys for Tots, and it stays local here in our community and supports families and children here in Chautauqua County.
It also supports those people who, by that time, if they have not done their Christmas shopping, have a certain sense of panic, particularly this year, you know, order it through the mail, will it, or whatever service, will it get here, will it be there? And you're saying you can go right there to the Flavanna Community Church and find things that you can take home and wrap up, and so long as nobody's peeking around, you can surprise somebody on Christmas.
That's it. All of our vendors and crafters are local. So not only are you helping Toys for Tots, but you're helping small businesses right here in Chautauqua County. These are people that we live with, that we work with, that we see every day in our community, who work hard to make a product and sell it. They will be there supporting Toys for Tots, and I hope that people will come out and support them. One of our vendors is the Sophisticated Shoulder from downtown Jamestown. And they're also running a promotion that anybody who comes and shops in their store on December 10th, 10% of their bill will be donated to Toys for Tots. So they're also going to be there on the 4th supporting us, and we'll have lots of marvelous things along with all of our other great vendors.
And if we're touching or reaching somebody right now who fits that description of a business, a vendor, a craft maker that you just described, would you have room for any more?
Yes, I do. The hall at Fluvanna Community Church is absolutely huge, so we do still have some space available. If anybody is interested, they can contact me during the day between 7 and 4 at area code 716-661-4711. And I would be happy to email out to them our vendor registration form.
Evelyn Wright Kegelmeyer, how many years have you done this holiday shopping extravaganza? Do you know?
Oh my gosh, I have lost track.
That many, huh?
Yeah, I've lost track. It has become an annual event way back from, I would say, probably 1996, 97. We did miss a few years, but we've been going strong for the last couple of years. This year, again, we have a different location due to the restrictions on us here at our Resource Center offices. So Fluvanna Community Church has graciously allowed us to use their venue for this great cause.
And I only introduce that question as a means by which to say thank you for your years of dedication and passion for the Toys for Tots campaign and this holiday shopping extravaganza. And nice to share a few minutes with you once again.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dennis.